As far as 2018 is concerned, you know, what do you personally have as far as expectations for the season?
Our expectations are always high, but, you know, the main goal is just to get better every single day, take no steps back, and, you know, just give every game all we got. So,
as far as playing tight end for the Vols, certainly it's a position, knowing the success that Jason Witten had as far as at the next level of the NFL, do you take that into consideration how you want to play your game as well?
No, not really. I just try to be the best tight end that I can be. You know, Jason Witten was, you know, he's an all-star and a great guy. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm just trying to be the best tight end that I can be.
One of the big question marks as far as Tennessee on offense, who's going to win the starting quarterback nod? How do you perceive it from your perspective? Who's back there calling the signals?
To me, we have a whole team full of great quarterbacks. So whoever's back there is going to be the guy. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to do my job, and they're going to put the best quarterback back there. And whoever that is, you know, I'll do my best for him.
What's it like for you wearing the Tennessee uniform?
Tradition, you know, the tradition of Tennessee is huge. We got, you know, the best fan base in the country. Walking out, you know, into Neyland every Saturday is an experience unlike any other. So it's awesome.
The transition from Butch Jones now to Jeremy Pruitt, what's that been like for you personally?
It's been a good transition. You know, he's a demanding coach. He, you know, he preaches discipline, toughness, and I think it's going to show this season.
Eli, I mean, one of the things that certainly Jeremy Pruitt, you know, looking at his past, he understands what it takes for programs to win national championships. That means maybe you bring an extra intensity as far as a head coach. In the end, you as a player, you know, what are you looking for to help you become a better player on and off the field?
You know, just doing my responsibilities, you know, working hard every day, not taking days off. I think, you know, all those contribute to, I got to control what I can control, you know, whether that's the weight room, you know, practice, it all matters.
What have you learned from the adversity that you and your teammates have gone through that can help you down the road?
We're all hungry. Obviously, last year wasn't what we wanted it to be, so we're all anxious to get back on the field and show people what we can do.
I remember earlier this week, Benny Snell Jr., the running back for Kentucky, he was talking about, in so many ways, a chip on his shoulder, you know, wanting respect, wanting to earn that respect from college football fans, not just throughout the SEC landscape, but also from a national level. Does that kind of ring true for you and your teammates?
Absolutely. You know, Tennessee belongs to the top, and that's where we intend to get it back to.
What's that conversation been like in the offseason after 2017 ended to where we are today? You know, what do you talk about with your teammates?
Just looking forward. We don't talk about the past. We control what we control, like I said. We bust our butts in the offseason, you know, because it's going to show up during the season.
Obviously, if you're representing Tennessee in this situation, you're one of the leaders of the team. What does that mean from a responsibility standpoint?
Just that I have to hold others accountable and hold myself accountable. You know, leaders don't take days off, you know, on and off the field. So it is an honor to be asked to come here, and I'm going to treat it that way.
Eli, wish you all the best.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you now.